Proclamation number 3631 of 20th of December, 1945. Marriage of the Spirit with the Father Spirit. And so your spirit mates with my spirit, with the Father Spirit, whose share it is. And then you will be blissfully happy. For a separation from me is wretchedness, even though it cannot take place according to your imagination, for what is my share is also eternally inseparable from me. And yet, you cannot be blissfully happy as long as you yourselves do not desire this unification of your spiritual spark with the Father Spirit. For you will be blessed according to your will. If you believe that you can distance yourselves from me and strive for this of your own free will, then my love cannot touch you either, and I will give to you in accordance with this will. But if you strive towards me, then you enter the circuit of my love yourselves, and receiving love from me always signifies bliss, more or less consciously for as long as you stay on earth, because the soul feels my strength of love and the body is less affected by it. Yet the soul always derives its benefit from it, for it increasingly enters the state which makes the reception of light and strength possible and shapes it into a being of light which, after the body's passing away, can carefree enter the kingdom of light in order to be immeasurably blissful. Only a union with me can bring you this bliss, and the more intimately you strive for this marriage with me, the more I can fulfill this desire and nourish you with love and strength. The more you will be able to work with love and draw me ever more intimately to you, because I myself am love and every work of love results in a union with me. And therefore only love can result in a union with me. And if you want to become blissfully happy, you must completely shape yourselves into love. You must live as I have taught you, as I have exemplified life to you on earth. You must let the spark of love within you become a bright flame which seizes everything that is accessible to it. Your heart must feel nothing but love, and your actions must be motivated by love. Then you will always be united with me, your spirit will flow towards mine, it will merge with the eternal Father Spirit, and you will remain inseparably united with me for all eternity, enjoying supreme bliss, working in abundance of light and strength, and thus being active in creating and shaping for your own happiness, yet always working in me and with me, from whom all light, all strength and all bliss has emanated since eternity. Amen.